What up, vlog? This is Lydia. I'm coming at you. I believe it's May 11th. One of my good friends' birthday. What's up, Heather Gray out of Arizona? Any hooser? Kind of having a rough night. I'm cool, just crying a little bit from all the bullshit. But I guess that comes with the territory of being who I am. One thing that I learned tonight, which was awesome, walked into the shift, had one of the bartenders pull me aside. She's like, "I need to talk to you." And I was just kind of like, "Whatever." And then she proceeded to tell me about how awesome my advice to her was about just not complaining. I've worked in kitchens for a while, and one of It wasn't a pet, never became a pet peeve, but one thing that I definitely noticed was the guys in the kitchen just blaming everything on everyone else. Like if the fucking fish went out wrong, oh, I cooked it perfectly, but guess what? It was a fillet that wasn't actually prepped correctly. It was thinner on the other end than it was on the other end. So one end was raw and the other end was overcooked. So like with food, perfect example with food, drinks, whatever, you can figure out what went wrong and you can actually blame it on someone. But what's funny is when things go wrong, what is the point of that in an industry that's based on hospitality, which is just based on when you're talking about being hospitable, to me it's based on being kind and just being productive in general. So whatever on whatever end, but can we all just take ownership? I'm not even talking about hospitality wise. I'm just talking about in life in general. Can we all just take ownership on everyone wants to have this beautiful, marvelous fucking life, and they want to skip through the fucking golden, the fucking yellow brick road and shit, and meet the fucking Tin Man and the Scarecrow with no problems. It's like, do you want to grow? Do you want to be a better fucking person? And this may sound demeaning, whatever, but I'm not doing it in that way. I'm just tired of everyone complaining. Now, like, I'm not complaining about the complaining, but I'm definitely here to do something about it. And this will not be the first time or the last. And I can literally feel the pulse of the waves of the sounds happening in my phone right now. So it's definitely time to go. You guys have a great fucking night. I love you all. And we're gonna fucking do this again. And we're owning the world. We gotta do this. And we gotta do it on a level of respect and a level of kindness that's not necessarily given first, but just that we feel and know. That's our fucking ownership. Like we know it. So if they're not giving it to us, we got to let them know it. And not in a very abrupt, aggressive manner. Just with love and kindness. Holy shit. Good night. All right. What up, podcast? This is Lydia here again. One of my favorite people right now has been, not for quite a year, but maybe for the last 8 months or so, has been Gary Vaynerchuk. He's awesome. And he really talks a lot about basic things. And one of the things that he talks about is kindness. And I really enjoy hearing what he has to say about it, because that's one thing that I get all the time is, oh, you're too nice, or you're too kind to people, you shouldn't let people talk you into this or that. But what I'm finding is I do things because I want to do them. Now, how they might look to other people, that's their problem. But when I'm doing what I'm doing, it's because I want to do it. And that is what I think kindness is all about. And
a business perspective, employing kindness, that is a winning equation. And so I would say that's really what caught my eye about Gary Vee to begin with. It's just his way of speaking about kindness and reputation. Just the way people are gonna talk about you when you're not around. And that is one of the most important parts about life, is just being kind to people. And it sounds basic, but I work in the hospitality industry and I've been doing it for a while. And the fact that I have only grown to love people more, it's like two things happen when you work in certain industries, especially one like hospitality. You either begin to hate people more, maybe even become intolerable to certain types of people and situations, or like what has happened to me, I was able to understand my passion and it literally is working for me. It's making me a better person whenever issues would come up with, you know, someone that I thought was discriminating against me or judging me based on my appearance or the way I talked or whatever. Instead of, you know, letting that put a funk in my mood or attitude, of course, yeah, it was there at first, but self-awareness, like, oh, okay, I just gave someone power over my mood. I'd rather not give them that amount of power if I don't agree with what they're saying. Like, what's the point in that? So that is one thing that I'm finding that's very important, is just learning from, to the best of your ability, everything that's going on around you, and especially the things that are happening to you, instead of judging the judgment, is what I like to call it. You know, you receive it, you shift out the things that aren't working. And you know, if it's something that is being brought to your attention multiple times, or maybe it's something that you have a question about, your clarity is gonna come, because all it takes is a bit of interest in a subject. And that is universal, is being able to ask a question and then seeing the answers fill themselves in. Now, do these things happen overnight? No. Process, journey even. Journey sounds more fun, right? So life to me is an absolute journey. And I've just taken negative comments, negative feedback, even when nothing was wrong and problems were literally created by a person just for their fulfillment, even being able to take those situations and step outside them. Once again, humility, you know, being confident enough in yourself to know when to humble yourself and when to stand behind your own beliefs. So to me, everything really does go hand in hand. And when you are able to employ or even just begin to start to learn or even want to learn about the basic kindness, patience, self-awareness, those three I think are the biggest, because they go hand in hand. One thing also that Gary was saying, and I took some notes on a video he was talking about, he's trying to understand how to make the universe give a fuck. It's like the universe doesn't care. It doesn't speak languages. All it does is vibe. It goes off of our vibrations. It speaks to us in the way that we speak to it, just like anything else, just attraction. So, and it's one of those scientific things, like you can choose to believe in it, you can choose not to believe in it, but either way it's happening. And so when you understand that either way it's happening, that's power too, right? So if I want to focus on something that I want, okay, well then how do I even do that without thinking about the other end, like, oh, what happens if it doesn't happen and this and that? And I believe that's where most people get hung up, is on the other side of what they want, creating a story that either A, hasn't happened, or B, doesn't even exist, because it hasn't happened and we're in this present now moment. So that is where all of your control is. It's in the way that you think. Now, effort. Let's talk about effort. Effort, and this is what I've learned it to be, and this is the most basic, quote unquote, easiest way or better way to go about living. Okay, so effort action, right? Action and effort happen in your head before anything else happens. So with a lot of the people that I listen to, and I'll let you know who I'm listening to, like Abraham Hicks is a big one. Like daily listening to that, multiple times a day for hours a day. But now being able to implement this into my business sort of life. And we'll get to what my whole goal is with all of this throughout the podcast. But effort, I'm learning a lot of it is mental first. Clearly all of it is not. But if you are able to have an idea, take that idea, writing it down is great. Not everybody likes to write things down. I'm learning that once I write something down, it's already in the works. Actually, most of the work is done because now that I've lined it up in my head, now I can go out, put the action in, even if I'm not for sure what the action should be. But if I'm for sure about what my intention is, even if I fail the first 2-3 times, as long as I am open to learning and knowing that my goal or my process is there, I can try. And with the trying, people will start to show up. Things will start to show up. I have things that have happened to me like literally last night or the day before, work related. Same situation came up. Used to get bent out of shape, learned how not to get bent out of shape, keep my mood the same. And then I was made an offer that I couldn't have even thought of myself. Not an unbelievable offer, or unimaginable one, meaning, wow, I didn't even have to think about how I was gonna deal with it. It was already dealt with before it even came to me. So you'll get on that level too, where your mindset is controlling most everything that comes to you. And even when it's not necessarily what you wanted, there's always a piece in there that you can take from it. So in the discussion, just know that there's always a piece that you can take from it, no matter what it looks like. There's always a piece. So stay up as best you can. You know, get down for a minute, but don't stay down. You know, get right back up and do it again. If you need to, talk to somebody. Definitely looking forward to hearing messages, comments on these podcasts. I'm going to throw it out there. I'm going to try to ask a question every podcast that I do. So what do you do when you're feeling that funk come on? Like, how do you handle it? I just handle it by blogging, and the podcasts are amazing for me because I talk to myself anyway out loud in my head. So that's pretty much what I'm doing here. And the release is dividends. It's amazing. So I really want everyone to just take in what they can and just stop judging yourself so much. I think once you let your own guard down, stop judging yourself, what's happening to you or what has happened to you, then that's when your world opens up and then the world will follow suit. So enjoy your weekend. Love you guys and peace.